This is the American Ag Network. I'm Rusty Halverson. Here's what's happening in agriculture. China's pig stocks fell by 12% in the first quarter to their lowest level since 1996. That according to data released by the country's National Bureau of Statistics on Wednesday. China's pig stocks sit at 375.25 million head, down from over 428 million head in December. Outbreaks of African swine fever first occurred in China back in August. China's ban on Canadian canola last month is translating into lower prices for the coming crop year. Canada's Federal Agriculture Department has lowered its estimate for average canola prices for 2019 by $50 Canadian per metric ton to $480 per ton. China is the biggest buyer of Canadian-grown canola. China's Ministry of Commerce confirming this week it's reviewing anti-dumping duties that are currently in place on imports of distillers' dried grains from the U.S. The ministry says the review will likely be completed this year. The White House and agricultural interests are trying to drum up support for the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Brian Keel with Farmers for Free Trade is in the middle of an RV tour headed across the upper Midwest to raise awareness of the importance of trade for U.S. farmers. He was in Michigan on Tuesday.
You know, we're holding three kinds of stops. We're having farm events. So each day, like this morning, we start the day with an event at a farm where we invite farmers from the area to come together to talk about the importance of trade and again, the importance of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. And we invite members of Congress and their staff to those events. So we had staff for three different congressmen at this morning's event in Cass, Michigan. A really well-attended event, a lot of farmers. We also had panelists from soybeans, from hard beans, from wheat, and then actually a panelist from General Motors who came in, since we're in Michigan, to talk about how General Motors supports the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, too. So we're doing these kind of farm events. Then we're also doing stop-bys with members of Congress where we'll just stop into their office. And then we're doing sort of more photo opportunities where we'll come in and visit business, talk about trade real quick, take some pictures, and move on down the road. It really is a whistle-stop tour.
More in a minute on the American Ag Network.
Powerful, effective,
proven,
tough,
consistent,
reliable.
A lot of adjectives can describe a herbicide's weed control, but one only applies to Liberty Herbicide. Superior. Liberty Herbicide has no known resistance in row crops, more convenient application flexibility, and excellent control of key weeds. All backed by the Liberty Weed Control Guarantee. Learn more at liberty.basf.com. Grow smart with BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
The American Ag Network is rooted in American agriculture. Listening, reporting, and staying on top of the news that you need to hear. Go to our website at americanagnetwork.com to catch up on the latest agricultural news. With fresh content reported daily and a weekly newsletter sent straight to your email, staying on top of what matters the most has never been easier. You can also stay up to date by following us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Follow the American Ag Network to stay connected to the impact of agriculture today.
The Midwest weather forecast calling for wet weather and saturated fields to continue to delay spring field work in many areas. Early electronic grain trade on Wednesday. Soybeans were a fraction to a penny and a fraction higher. Fraction higher in corn. Chicago wheat, 3 and a fraction higher. This is the American Ag Network.